Thank you for calling the new TRICARE West Region customer service line. If you are experiencing a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Press 3 if you are experiencing a mental health crisis. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. For English, press 1.
Para español, presione 9.
You can reduce your hold time. Start by verifying your identity and what you are calling about. We will get you connected to the right agent faster that way. If you are a beneficiary, say beneficiary, or press 1. If you are a provider, say provider or press 2. Or if you are a government employee, say government. Thank you for calling the TriWest TRICARE provider line. For the protection of the beneficiary information and to remain compliant with HIPAA privacy laws, we will need to confirm their identity before releasing any information. Would you prefer to verify using your NPI or would you prefer using your tax ID number?
NPI.
Please say or enter your 10-digit NPI. I heard 15684222269, is that correct?
Yes.
What can I help you with today?
Authorization referral.
Did you submit a referral or authorization via fax?
Yes.
Consider resubmitting through the online referral management system on Availity for the fastest approval of care for your TRICARE patients. The TRICARE Primary Care Manager referral approval waiver ended June 30, 2025. Standard referral and authorization requirements now apply. Visit tricare.triwest.com for guidelines. Log in to availity.com to view referral and authorization status. Thank you for calling. Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order it was received.
Thank you for calling TRICARE West Customer Service. My name is Ashley. I'll be assisting today. Who do I have the purchase paperwork?
Hey, this is Alex. My last name initial is P like Paul, and I'm calling from provider's office. How are you?
My name is Ashley. My initial is M as in Mary. And then can you provide me with the tax ID number?
Yeah, the tax ID is 731-669-097.
Name of the facility?
Lone Star Pain Institute.
How can I assist you today?
Yeah, for the member, I have the authorization referral number. I just wanted to add the units.
I'm sorry, you say any units? We can't do that. You guys have to actually do it or resubmit the authorization.
Yeah, but I'm not able to add because previously we have added multiple times. Oh, sorry, I don't want to add in it. Sorry, I forgot. I wanted to add the CPT codes. Sorry for that.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I wanted to add the CPT code for the authorization referral number.
Yeah, so depending on the authorization, if it's already approved, type of authorization, we can't add the CPT code anymore. We're not able to do that anymore.
Yeah, but how could it be possible? Because previously we have added multiple times.
Yes, I just told you, sir, before we were able to do that. But now an update came and stated we're not able to do that, sir. But I can take a look at the authorization and see what type of auth it is. That all depends on it. What's the member's DOD ID number?
Yeah, DOD ID is 116-497-355.
Yes. Nothing is populating with that.
Yeah, it's in 497. Sorry about that.
I have 116-497-355.
Yeah, before I can come again. It's in 116-497-4355.
Member's first and last name?
John Michelle. Michelle John.
Date of birth.
October 13, 1966.
What authorization is it for?
It is for the musculoskeletal pain management.
Can you provide me with the authorization number?
Yes, the authorization number is
How many codes are you trying to add?
I wanted to add 2.
Give me one moment.
Yeah, no problem.
What is the code?
The first CPT code is 64490 for 2 units.
How many?
2.
Yeah, it's not letting me add it on, sir. We're not able to add it.
Okay, no problem. Thank you for help, Leslie.
No problem. You're welcome.
Yeah, bye for now.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Yeah.